Clearly, I'm not a doctor, and I've never pretended to be. I don't have a fold-up bicycle, for example. I don't feel the need to wear scrubs in the street. And indeed, I've never voted Labour. I don't read The Guardian. But let me introduce you to a scientist I think we should all be asking questions about. His name is Professor Neil Ferguson of Imperial College. He runs models, not beautiful women, models, statistical models, where he tells people how many deaths he thinks there's going to be from a pandemic or other crisis. Neil Ferguson says lifting the lockdown could cost 100,000 lives in the UK. And he's the guy the government are listening to right now, which is why we're still under this infernal house arrest that everybody seems to be clapping their frying pans about. Let's look at some of Neil Ferguson's work in the past and see how accurate it's been. For bird flu, he estimated, using his very sophisticated models, there might be 200 million deaths globally. There were, in fact, 282. When it came to swine flu, Professor Ferguson used his brilliant models and he estimated there could be 65,000 deaths in the UK. There were, in fact, 457. Again, with mad cow disease, a disease that I can relate to, between 50 and 50,000 deaths in the UK, he said, and the correct answer was 177. And for COVID, he came out and said there may be 500,000 deaths. He's now saying there may be 100,000 if lockdown ends. And of course, we have no way of knowing right now how many deaths there will be. But it seems that Neil Ferguson is prone to exaggeration. He's kind of like Gemma Collins on hormone replacement therapy. Other scientists have challenged his thinking as well, unsurprisingly. They say at best his models are crude estimations containing serious errors. So questions remain. Why aren't the mainstream media asking these questions? Why are we listening to this man who's about as accurate as my 5-year-old trying to wee standing up?